Chronic pain often means that life has slowed right down. In fact, some people can feel as though life has ground to a complete stop. It may be true that many people will not be able to live the same life they did before the pain, but the challenge is to begin to move forward again, to begin building for the future. To do that, it's a good idea to set specific, clearly defined goals for yourself that are well within your power. They should be small, modest ones for the immediate future. It could be writing and posting a birthday card to a friend you've lost touch with, or finding out when the swimming pool is open. Whatever the goal, it has to be yours rather than someone else's. It should be something you want to achieve for your own sake, and whether others appreciate it or not, it's important to give yourself credit each time you achieve any step forward. Be careful that you don't put yourself down just because the step might seem tiny compared to what you could do in the past. As well as small day-to-day goals, you might also consider bigger, longer-term ones. It could be a goal for the next week, the next month, or next year. It might be something you've done in the past, or it could be something new. Whatever it is, you will need to get there in stages, by a series of steps that you can manage. So if you set yourself a goal which you cannot achieve immediately, ask yourself what first step you could take that is on the way to that goal. Having taken that first step, you can then take another, then another, and so on. For example, if you used to enjoy reading books, but find a whole book too much, you might try a short story, or even a page, or just a paragraph. It's a good idea to write down your goals. They might be work-related or social goals or to do with exercise, leisure activities or hobbies. Whatever the goal, it needs to be realistic and precise rather than vague. You may decide, for example, that an important goal for you is to be more sociable. That may well be a good idea, but you will need to be more specific. In practical terms, it could mean sharing a mealtime with my family at least once a day, or not leaving the room as soon as the grandchildren arrive, but managing to stay for 5 minutes. So it's important to be specific about your goals, and when you achieve any step forward, however small, make a deliberate policy of patting yourself on the back. It can also help a great deal if you have the support of family or friends. So if you have people around you who care for you and who may themselves have felt frustrated at times, do consider letting them know what you're trying to do. However, you will need to help them to realise that one small step for you may be the same as a giant leap for them. When deciding whether a particular goal is realistic, you may find yourself automatically dismissing it with thoughts such as, I could never do that, I'm no good at that sort of thing, that's a ridiculous idea. Well, whoever we are, some ideas that come into our heads, or which others suggest, deserve to be dismissed pretty quickly. But be careful that you're not underestimating your own abilities. Even if you had a fair amount of self-confidence in the past, it's quite likely that your confidence is not as high as it should be. So before dismissing an idea, look at it more carefully. Ask yourself what the first step would need to be and whether you could manage that. If the answer is yes or even maybe yes, then consider giving it a try. Sometimes, travelling part of the way towards a challenging goal may be better than not moving at all. You may learn something along the way. As the next section indicates, negative thoughts frequently underlie negative emotions, and they can also stop us reaching important goals. The other side of that coin is the good news that positive thoughts can help build positive emotions and help us to reach our goals. So it's well worth trying to identify your particular thought barriers by making a note of the thoughts that occur when you say no to something that might be a good idea. Negative things you tend to say to yourself. It could be that you keep comparing yourself now with how you were before the pain, or comparing yourself negatively with other people. It could be that you automatically tend to think thoughts like, I'm no good at anything, or I always make a fool of myself, or I'll only get it wrong. As you listen to this, I'm sure that you can recognise that it's often not a good idea to compare ourselves with other people, and you will probably agree too that if people only tried things that they were guaranteed to get right first time, they would never learn to walk or talk. So when a negative thought interferes with something you would like to be able to do, try questioning it. Begin working on more positive thoughts to put in the place of the negative ones. So, for example, if you tend to think, I'll only get it wrong, or I'm no good at anything, you might say to yourself instead, no one's perfect, we all make mistakes. I don't have to do it perfectly to enjoy having a go. In your imagination, you can picture yourself doing it successfully. That is what top sportsmen and women do before a competition, and it's a good strategy for all of us when we want to achieve a goal.